Folkcast 047. It's December 2009. Welcome once again to Folkcast, and this month is our end-of-year retrospective special. I'm your host, Phil Widdows, and over the next hour and a bit, I'll be looking back through the calendar and picking out some of the artists we featured who I think you should hear a little bit more of. Not really a best of, more another bite of a particularly delicious punnet of cherries. So, the good news is that it's a music-rich mix this month. The even better news is that you'll not be hearing much from me. I'll just pop up from time to time to tell you what's what. If you're a regular Folkcaster, you'll have heard me tell you all about these bands and singers before. And if you're new to the show, you've a treat to come, downloading all the old shows and finding out a little bit about the artists that way. I'm not going to tell you all about them again, but I will point you at the show notes at folkcast.co.uk, where you'll find links to their own pages and websites. There, you can get all the info that you need about anybody and everybody who particularly tickles your doodah. So, here's our first batch of belters from 2009. We'll start with White Lie from Catriona Gilmore and Jamie Roberts, and this is from their album Shadows and Half Light. Then, from the CD Flower and Iron, it's Malinky with Pad the Road With Me. Ready with that finger? Give it a lick and insert it into your ear on the count of 3, 2, 1. Ah, here we go.
Cause I don't care what the people say, cause I listen anyway. This overbended truth has come to be a thought-provoking tool. I can be all the things that you want me to be, and I can feel the passion that you want me to feel. I'd rather just wait and dance a final dance. I'm not willing to take a chance on this white lie. I don't know why you have to speculate, but still you persist to cogitate. But don't think I exercise your rules for gifts that have proven to be true. Too far into nothing, seeing it as everything. But don't expect me to swallow the words down that you have been feeding me. I'll hold them in my mouth till you turn around. I spit them out again at you. Looking too far into nothing, but I won't follow your gaze. This white light. something still unfound. This white lie.
Says I, my dearest Molly, come let us fix the time. When ye and I will married be and wedlock us combine. When ye and I get married, lovely, happy we will be. For ye are the bonny lassie, let's depart the road we be.
Depart the road we used to, called when thou's coming on. Besides my aged parents, had not a girl but one. Besides my aged parents, had not a girl but me. So know the bonny lassie, let's depart the road with me.
Oh, never mind cold winter, love, the spring will follow on. Come sit ye down beside me and I'll sing you a nice song. I'll sing you a nice song while I diddle ye on my knee. For you're the bonny lassie, let's depart the road with me.
The other lads that by the had they proved of cruel mind. They beat me and badges me and proved to be unkind. They beat me and badges me and guard me through the day. But there I get my love, they left to
pad the road away.
Lassie, dearest lassie, love, I never day your man. It's on my honest, fearless life, I swear all day me hell. I'll busk ye braw and fairer, so ye could bear the gree. As the bellow o' the country round to part the road we be. So she has done the hose and shoe to the Carthage game. And lang a morning, that couple were made in. And lang, lang in the morning, her troubles were set free. For she's the bonny lassie, let's depart the road with me.
She's the bonny lassie, let's depart the road with me.
She's the bonny lassie, let's depart the road with me.
Thank you. lick the ash from the table. Put my elbow down where it's staying. Get my head in my hands like my glass, I'm so drained. Once was quiet is now noisy. What's distinct become blurred. And I'm driven by voices much louder than the ones you think I've heard. The things in my head will make you cry in your sleep. Cause I'm no angel. I'm the good shepherd and you are my sheep. When the devil's in pinstripe with targets and claws like a matador. I'm the messenger, the sweeper on a killing floor. If only they knew, if only they see what it is that I have in store. Then maybe they'd long to be a freak with a vision, a freak just like me. Scan the room without feeling. Let my sight fill the air. Sitting coiled like a cobra, I'm ready to strike without care. When all of my demons cry out in one voice, cause I'm your preacher man. Into my arms now, you have no choice. When the devil's in pinstripe, wave targets and gloves like a matador. I'm the messenger, the sweeper on a killing floor. If only they knew, if only they'd see what it is that I have in store. Then maybe they'd long to be a freak with a vision, a freak just like me. My head'll make you cry in your sleep. Cause I'm no angel. I'm the good shepherd and you are my sheep. When the devil's in pinstripe, wave targets and claws like a matador. Beg for release, I'm a messenger, the sweeper on a killing floor.
You just heard Ashes by Jocanda from their excellent album Skimming Stones. Before that, it was Wheeler Street with The Witch and the Sailor from their CD Rum Dum Da. In just a few minutes, it'll be the title track from Jackie Oates' album Hyperboreans. But first, from their debut CD, the cunningly titled intro, here's the QP with Ye Mariners All.
Ye mariners all, as you pass me by, call in and drink if you are dry. Call in and drink, think not amiss. I said pop your nose in a chug of this. Well, tipplers all, if you've half a crown, you're welcome in here, so to sit down. Come spend me lads your money brisk. I said pop your nose in a chuck of this. Well, mariners all, as you pass me behind, call in and drink if you are dry. Call in and drink, think not amiss. I said pop your nose in a chuck of this. Pretty girl and a jug of this. And when I'm in my grave and dead, and all my sorrow in a jug of this. Won't you let me swim in a jug of this?
Canterbury, and all the bells in London shall ring to make us merry. If you will be my choice, sweet and only dear, and walk along with me anywhere.
Sir, I won't accept from you the keys of Canterbury. No walk bells in London shall ring to make us merry. I will not be your joy, your sweet and only dear. No walk along with you anywhere.
Then, madam, I will give you this fine silken gown with 9 yards trailing, drooping on the ground. If you will be my joy, my sweet and only dear, and walk along with me anywhere.
Sir, I won't accept from you your fine silken gown, 9 yards of trailing, drooping on the ground. I will not be your joy, your sweet and only dear, I'll walk along with you anywhere.
Small golden bell that you may ring your servants and they may serve us well. If you will be my joy, sweet and only dear, and walk along with me anywhere.
Sir, I won't accept from you your small golden bell that you may ring our servants and they may serve us well. I will not be your joy, your sweet and only dear. I'll walk along with you anywhere.
To my heart, that we may be together and nevermore shall part. If you will be my joy, my sweet and only dear, and walk along with me anywhere.
Sir,
I will accept from you the keys to your heart, that we may be together and nevermore will part. I will be your joy, your sweet and only dear, and walk along with you. I will be your joy, your sweet and only dear, and walk along with you.
She valued at the worth of half a pin.
Steel Ice Band there, from their brand new album Cogs, Wheels and Lovers, and a song all about a racehorse, Creeping Jane. And on lead guitar, that's Folkcast's very own Mr. Ken Nicol. Go on, Ken, give it another blast. Brilliant. A sound that harks right back to the Span's 70s heyday with, I think you might agree, just a touch of the Mike Batt production style there. Before that, we heard from another of the biggest names in British folk rock, Show of Hands, with The Keys of Canterbury. And that's from their 2009 album Arrogance, Ignorance and Greed, or AIG. Now, every month on Folkcast, we head to far-flung places to pick out some local styles of folk music that, well, you just aren't likely to hear anywhere else. We call it Around the World in 80 Folks, and we've had some wild, wonderful, and downright weird ethnic sounds this year. But among the very best is the playing of Snehashish Mazumba from India. And here's another one from him and his band. This is titled Kirawani Dru. Thank you. Well, I hope you enjoyed that warming trip to India, but now we have to return to jolly old England. And December in England means that outside it's cold, it's dark and it's raining. Well, what we need is some sort of, a midwinter festival involving lots of food, drink, music and friends. I wonder whether people felt like that in days gone by. I bet they did, you know. But what did they do about it? Well, let's ask our folk detective, who's already getting just a little bit festive. Here's Baba and the story behind the song.
Hello, Baba here, and seasonal felicitations to you all. This month I'm diverting from my usual examination of a specific song. Instead, I'm casting back to my original role here at Folkcast. Those of you with long memories might remember the Folk Calendar, a celebration of all the surprising rituals and diversions that take place around Britain in the name of tradition. Well, as we're heading towards Christmas, I'm going to tell you all I can about what used to be a very strong traditional element of December, the Mummer's Play. These plays used to be performed by farm workers, either for the entertainment of their friends in pubs, or for the gentry at some large house. While there were a lot of variations around the regions, indeed, it was quite usual for each village to have their own version, there were specific characters involved and certain actions that had to be performed. A play would always start with someone introducing the main characters. There was always a hero, always a villain, and always a doctor with some potion that could cure everything. The hero and the villain would then provide some background about themselves, usually in rhyming couplets, after which they would fight, and one of them would be killed, more often than not by having a wooden sword inexpertly thrust under their armpit. At this point, the doctor would appear, examine the corpse, pronounce them dead, and then reassure the audience that this was in fact no bar to them continuing an acting career. He would produce his magic potion, explain what it could cure, usually a long list of ailments, and he'd then administer it, at which the corpse would jump up and be as right as rain. The play would then conclude with the company singing a song or dancing and hinting that the audience could show their appreciation with money. So look, let's have one of the songs associated with Mummer's Plays. This is the Sussex Mummer's Carol, also known as Righteous Joseph, and it was sung in the 1880s at the close of the play St. George and the Turk. The version you are about to hear may not be exactly what was sung, because both the play and the carol fell into disuse towards the end of the 19th century. These words were reconstructed after an appeal in the West Sussex Gazette in 1904 was answered by five people who claimed to know the carol, although they all supplied slightly different lyrics. This is the newest we can get to it, though. So here's Rachel and John Bowyer.
Oh,
Thanks, guys. And very special thanks for finding the Sussex Mummers Carol, because actually there's very few songs that are specifically associated with mumming. At the close of most plays, the company would either sing any old carol or dance to a Morris tune. There were also some Mummers plays that started with a song rather than a rhyme introducing the characters, and this would usually be a variation of the many calling on songs that are associated with the Morris tradition. So, let's dig a little deeper into this traditional entertainment. Now, despite many people thinking that Mummers plays with their theme of death and resurrection hark back to pre-Christian fertility rituals performed around the winter equinox, I'm afraid there's very little evidence for that. These plays seem to have sprung up during the 18th century. The earliest surviving text of a Mummers play is called Alexander and the King of England, a mock play as it is acted by the Mummers every Christmas. And it was published in 1746 in Newcastle. All but a few of these plays had ceased to be performed by the early 20th century, although many have since been revived by those who are keen on preserving our folk history, bless them. They were essentially entertainments devised and acted out to raise a little extra Christmas cash. Farm labourers were low paid, and money was always tight, so they came up with a method of earning a yearly bonus, and relied on a tried and trusted formula: heroic combat and magical intervention. And if you think that's too simple to be popular entertainment, you just imagine Lethal Weapon starring Mel Gibson as Merlin. Be honest, you'd pay to see it. The actors were often heavily disguised, because mumming was essentially a form of begging, and they didn't always want to be recognised, especially if they were performing at their employer's house. As for the word mummer, it seems to have arrived in Britain from Germany, where a mummer was a disguised person. These days the word survives as vermummen, to wrap up well against the cold. Some mummer companies wore extravagant beards, some relied on improvised makeup, and some painted their faces red or black, emulating the older Morris tradition of blackface performance. And, by the way, for the easily worried, had nothing to do with racial differences, it was simply a very effective camouflage. As for the characters, the hero was often St. George, who would remind the audience that he'd killed the dragon, and was therefore not only very brave, but also pretty good with a wooden sword. There was also a tradition in the Cotswolds of having Robin Hood as the hero. His opponent, if you saw the play in southern England, was usually the Turkish knight. Again, this suggests a much earlier reference to the Crusades, but there's absolutely no link that I can find. I can only assume that Turkey was far enough away from England to suggest the exotic and the unknown, and there's always been some people in England who've heartily distrusted folk from exotic and unknown lands. As for Mummer's plays further north, St. George's opponent was usually simply called Slasher. As for the Doctor, he went by many different names. His main function was to give the impression of being a complete quack, the kind of man who would have been seen at local fairs, peddling some wonderful tincture that would cure pretty much everything, and could be administered to humans and farm animals alike with marvellous results. The joke being, of course, that within the play, his marvellous potion actually worked. Other characters drift in and out depending on what part of the country the play was being performed in. In some places, the actors are introduced by Old Father Christmas. In others, the protagonists are fighting for the hand or the virtue of the King of England's daughter. In some places, it's the King of Egypt's daughter. And in other places, Beelzebub appears to claim the dead actor before being thwarted by the Doctor. And sometimes there's a part for Little Devil Doubt, who may exert further magical influences on the action. As for the result of the contest, that too would vary. Sometimes St. George kills his opponent, and sometimes he's killed. The most important thing is that someone is killed, and the Doctor revives them. I hope you have the chance to see a Mummers play in the next few weeks, and experience this seasonal entertainment for yourself. Or hey, why not get a group of friends together and perform one in your local pub? There are several texts online. Better yet, download our Christmas selection box and hear our geysers play, specially written for us by Dave, our folk poet. It's a belter. Well, I must be getting on. There's this year's Burdock brandy to bottle, and I ought to put my sprouts on a low light. In the meantime, I'll forego my usual farewell, and instead wish you all love, light, and peace for the coming year.
Thank you. from the high streets, down the hill towards the subway, barefoot on the rain-washed pavements. Flashbacks from last Thursday,
unnoticed.
Now at the station,
close, so
as the heavens open,
standing alone
on the platform,
watching us,
the seconds count down. They're ticking off the days now. I'm not sure what they're hoping to achieve by tearing up the photos, burning them in a pile of leaves. And she haunts my every vision, as again and again and again she
steps onto the track. Steps onto the track.
CCTV, and I've never seen her dressed like that, staring straight at the camera. The tape loops again and again. She
steps onto the track. Steps onto the track.
Philip Butler there with his own song, the peculiarly titled Painfully Slow, which is from his solo album Trapped at Sea. Coming up soon, another cut from the brand new album from Little Johnny England. The CD's called Tournament of Shadows, and the song will be Ginger Billy. But first, this is Sails and Boards from one of my personal favourite finds of 2009. This is the Sea Kings.
I'll go there. Go the sails, go the sails and boards. Run the line out, the line out before. Spread the fin or catch the passing squall. Out round, round the coast,
round, round the coast,
stand for sailing. More than a good ship for sailing, you need more than a good ship. Na 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 na.
Wide and great, the Roman road.
makes his own shipwreck. Every man makes his own shipwreck.
Thank you. in the field one day, listening to the radio baling hay. He stopped when he thought he heard his father's name. Then a German voice came on the air, spoke of a giant with wild red hair who'd seen his father safely through the war. Not the enemy, just the man was all he saw. Billy ran in and called the station, talked for hours of lost relations. Two men met and taught their common ground. Billy began to understand there was more to the red-haired fighting man than the stories he'd been told. To be his father's son. Billy, he's a farming man, with his own son now still works the land, where the legacy of kindness still holds strong. And the values of his father still live on.
And that's it for another edition of Folkcast. But it's not the last of Folkcast for 2009. Coming up in just 1 week's time, on Sunday, December the 13th, we get all seasonal when we release the latest edition of the Folkcast Festive Selection Box, a hand-picked assortment of goodies to act as an alternative soundtrack to the Christmas period. It's got the Folkcast seal of approval, but there's all kinds of stuff in there, not just our usual mix of folk, folk rock, singer-songwriter and roots-based music. Oh, and our previous year's selection boxes will also be re-released at the same time, for a limited period only, so do check out the website and grab those shows while you can. As ever, my thanks go to everyone who lends a hand to get the Good Ship Folkcast off the slipway every month. That's Baba and Rachel and John for the story behind the song, of course, along with Iota Promenade, Music Alley, and all the fabulous artists who have been kind enough to let us play their music on Folkcast in the last year. My thanks go to Jo, my missus, who works hard behind the scenes to keep us rolling along. And thanks to my missing in action partner, Ken Nicol, who I hope will be back with us behind the mic next year, once he's got the Steel Eisbahn 40th anniversary tour out of the way. Check local press to see if they're heading for your town. Oh, and thanks to you, the Folkcast listener, for popping our finger into your ear once again. I hope you've enjoyed it. For more details about the show and the music we play, go to folkcast.co.uk. There you'll find our archive of previous productions, links to the Folkcast blog, and countdowns to the next show. To get you ready for the festive selection box, I'll leave you with a terrific new number from the Lancashire Hot Pots. It's the Hot Pots Christmas single, in fact, available from iTunes and all major download sites in the UK, and comes from their brand new album, Christmas Cracker. Well, Hot Pots are known as a clever comedy band, but this song shows that they're not just a great comedy band, they're a great band who also do great comedy. The song's called Carry You Home, and it's grand as out. So, until next time, this is Phil Widows saying, keep focused on Folkcast, and bye-bye!
I can't say in all truth that it has been the best of years. The year will soon be over and another will appear. It's time to wipe the slate, forgive me for all my mistakes. Let's reminisce some more, 'cause that's what friends are for. It's you and me together, you don't have to be alone. Believe me now, it's Christmas, I won't leave you on your own. Just dry your eyes, now's not the time. Have one more drink and you'll be fine. And I'll carry you home this Christmas. It's been a bad year and I think we both know why. We have said goodbye to many people in our lives. Want us to raise some cheer and thank the Lord that we're still here. So let's have one more drink. Life's shorter than passes quicker than the last. The years are like these beers, we love them, but they go too fast. Just raise a glass to absent friends, I'll stay with you right to the end, and I'll carry you home this Christmas. Towards another year and hope for better days. And ask yourself if you think that you need to change your ways. Let's raise a glass to one more year and know that I am always here. And I'll carry you home this Christmas. And I'll carry you home this Christmas. And I'll carry you home this Christmas.
If you've enjoyed listening to Folkcast, you can help us to bring you more of the best in folk, folk rock, singer-songwriter and roots-based music by sending some money our way. The Begging Bowl on the front page of our website, folkcast.co.uk, takes donations via PayPal. Or, if you're in the UK, just send us an email for details of how to donate by cheque. And here's a big thank you to those listeners who have made generous donations in the past. Cheers!